We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. We got to start with Pain Day NFL skinny from Sunday. We'll start with the Jets because they suck so bad. They've lost five in a row. 25-22. The Pats stun them with a late tutty. Jacoby Brissett got it done, and both teams are now 2-6. They're both finished. Their seasons are over. Maybe Aaron Rodgers should do some more big national television interviews. Talk about what's wrong with the Jets and how they got to get their focus and energy right. What a pathetic joke they are, honest to God. Eagles win in Cincy in the jungle, 37-17. Hurts, 236 and a tutty. Barkley, a buck eight on the ground. They're 5-2. Famous Jameis Winston, 29-24. The upset of the Ravens with a late bomb. He threw for 334 and three tutties. Winston went off in that game. The Lions have won five in a row. 52-14, they beat the Titans at Ford Field. And he threw for three touchdown passes, and they keep kicking ass and taking names. Tua's back. It didn't matter. The Dolphins fell to 2-5. Cardinals beat them 28-27. They're 4-4. Gannon doing a good job. Murray 307 and two tutties for Zona. Falcons swept the season series from the Buccaneers. 31-26 was the final at Raymond James on Sunday. The Packers got by the Jags in Jacksonville, 30-27. The Packers 6-2 and 3-1 on the streets. Colts gave the Texans a game in Houston, but the Texans win it 23-20. Stroud 285 and a tutty. Chargers are 4-3 for Jim Harbaugh, 26-8 over the Saints, who've lost six in a row. Orange Sherbert Herbert 279 and two tutties to lead LA. Josh Allen threw two tutties. Bills spanked the Seahawks in Seattle at Lumen Field, 31-10. Bills are 6-2. Broncos are 5-3 for Sean Payton, 28-14 over the Panthers. Bo Nix, 284 and three touchdowns in the Mile High City. The Chiefs are 7-0. 27-20, they beat the 2-6 lowly Raiders. Mahomes, 262 and two touchdown passes. He finally threw a couple. How about Jaden Daniels, a Hail Mary? And it worked. And the Commanders stunned the Bears on the last second play. 18-15. Washington, 6-2 and 4-0 at home. And Sunday night, Brock Purdy led the Niners on three scoring drives in the third quarter after trailing 10-6 at a half. They beat the Cowboys 30-24. CeeDee Lamb caught a couple of fourth quarter tutties from Dak, but when they get the ball back with 3 minutes left, he threw four straight incompletions, and that was that. The Niners win it to move back to 500 at 4-4 after losing to the Chiefs last week. And now they're back in business. And you know how they usually do after week nine. All they do is win and get the title games and Super Bowls. Tonight, Monday Night Football, 8:15 on ESPN and ABC. It's the G-Man Big Blue taking on the Steelers in Pittsburgh, PA. The Steelers are laying six. It was 5.5 all week. 36.5 is the total. The Steelers are in first in the North after that huge Raven loss, and the Bengals fell even further back in the division of Pittsburgh. Now let's talk college football. How about Colorado? They're ranked again. The 6-2 Buffs became bowl eligible with their win over Cincinnati Saturday night in Boulder, 34-23. It's the first time Colorado's been ranked since it was number 19 in 2023 after they were going into a game against Oregon. They lost that game, and they were never ranked again. They finished 4-8. But now they're in the mix for the Big 12 title. They got four winnable games left to finish the season in November. They play Texas Tech, Utah, Kansas, and Oklahoma State in November. Those four teams have a combined Big 12 record of 5-15 so far, and the Red Raiders have three of those wins. At the top of the poll, the top four teams were unchanged. Oregon State at number one after beating Illinois. Penn State and Ohio State stayed at 3-4 after wins. The two Big Ten teams play each other in a huge game, Week 10. That game between two top fives is just one of two matchups next weekend between ranked teams. The other is the ACC with number 18 Pitt playing number 20 SMU. Miami moved up a spot at number five after their big win over Florida State in Miami Gardens at Hard Rock. The Canes swapped places with Texas after they struggled to beat Vandy on the road 27-24. A&M jumped up four spots to number 10 thanks to their 38-23 win over LSU. The Tigers dropped eight spots to number 16. All eight undefeated teams remaining are ranked in the post week 9 poll. And the lowest team is Army at number 21. Navy and Liberty were undefeated entering the week, but both lost. Middies lost to Notre Dame. Liberty lost to Farrellsaw State. Your top 25 is Oregon 1, Georgia 2, Penn State 3, Ohio State 4, Miami 5, Texas is 6. Then it's 7, Tennessee, 8, Notre Dame, 9, BYU, 10, A&M. 11, you got a tie, Clemson and Iowa State. Indiana, the Hoosiers are 13th, they're 8-0 after beating Washington and Bloomington. Game day was there and got a little slice of life at IU. Number 14 is Alabama, and 15, Boise, 16, LSU, 17, Kansas State. They barely beat Kansas. Pitt is 18th. Ole Miss 19 and SMU 20th. 21 through 25 goes Army 21, Washington State 22 after their three-point win over San Diego State at Snapdragon in San Diego on Saturday night. Colorado's 23, Illinois 24, and Missouri is ranked 25th. So there's your top 25 for this week going into week 10. Let's talk about the NBA. The Nets upset the Bucks at Barclays. Schroeder had 29-6. Thomas had 32. Nets 115-102. The Sixers beat the Pacers 118-114 at Indy in overtime. Maxey had 10 in overtime, 45 in the game for Philly. Blazers 125-103 over the Pelicans in Moda. And Grant had 28 and 4 blocks for the Blazers in Rip City. Thunder 128-104 over the Hawks in Oak City. Shea Gilgeous with 35, 11, and 9 just missed the trip dub. Clippers beat the Warriors 112-104. Zubats had 23 and 18 boards 6 times. And Curry rolled his ankle in the 4th and he'll have an MRI today. Tonight, you got Pistons Heat, 7:30 in Miami. Miami laying 8.5. Cavs are at the Knicks at the Garden. Knicks laying 2.5. 10 o'clock, Lakers Suns in Phoenix at the Footprint Center. Phoenix laying 3.5. Earlier, Pacers Magic in Orlando. Orlando laying 6.5. Wizards Hawks, 7:30 in Atlanta. Atlanta laying 7.5. 7:30, Bucks and Celtics at the Garden in Boston. Boston laying 9.5. 7:30 in Toronto, Nuggets and Raptors. Denver laying 8.5. Denver's over. 8 o'clock, Bulls Grizzlies in Memphis. Memphis laying 6.5. 8 o'clock, Rockets Spurs in San Antonio. Houston laying 2.5. 8:30, Jazz Mavericks. Dallas laying 10.5 at home. And 10 o'clock, Blazers Kings at the Golden One in Sacramento. Sacramento is laying 12.5. By the way, the Bucks Celtics game is on NBA TV at 7:30, and the Lakers game with the Suns is the nightcap on NBA TV. So you can watch both of those games tonight and you'll be styling. Hockey, Draisaitl for the Oilers in overtime to win in Detroit 3-2. Devils all over the Ducks 6-2. Canadian Suzuki with a goal 4-3. They won in Philly. Avs, O'Connor with a goal 5-4. They win at the ball over the Senators. Let's take a look at tonight's schedule in the NHL. 7 o'clock, Panthers, Sabres in Shabbat, Buffalo. Florida's minus -145. 7 o'clock, Oilers and Jackets in Ohio. Edmonton minus -250. 7:30, Preds at Lightning at Amalie in Tampa. Tampa's minus -130. 7:30, the undefeated Jets at home, 8-0. Taking on the Leafs. Winnipeg's minus -120. 9 o'clock, Hawks and Avs in Denver. Colorado minus -230. 9 o'clock, Utah Hockey Club at home against the Sharks. Utah minus -250. 10 o'clock, Canes and Canucks in Vancouver. Canes are minus -125. And the Flames and Golden Knights play in Sin City. Vegas minus -190 on home ice at the T-Mobile in Vegas. Game three of the World Series is tonight in the Boogie Down Bronx as the series shifts to New York. Of course, Freddie Freeman with a grand slam in game one to stun the Yankees off of Cortez. Game two on Saturday night, the Dodgers did it again. 4-2, they drubbed the Yankees, and now New York in an 0-2 hole. The next three are in New York. Clark Schmidt against Bueller tonight. That's your pitching matchup in the Bronx. The game's just past 8 o'clock. New York either wins tonight or they're dead meat. I'm live at 3 to 6 every Monday through Friday on Pharrell Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV, the Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. We're also on Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. We're on Amazon, Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo, YouTube TV, Fire TV, Sirius XM, Channel 159, and Sports Byline USA. I'll see you on C2C. Have a great Monday. Shake out, ooh, it's Pharrell on the bench. Shake out, ooh, it's Pharrell on the bench. Shake out, ooh. We'll be right back.